Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are talking about a player in the AI space that has just raised $50 million in strategic funding, and the company is Weights & Biases. We're going to be talking about who's giving them the money, where we see this going, and really what we see this, how we see this impacting the overall AI landscape in the future. So let's jump into it. So of course, Weights & Biases is a leading platform in AI machine learning development, and it has secured this $50 million in strategic funding. So notable contributors on this round include ex-GitHub CEO Nat Friedman and former Y Combinator partner Daniel Gross. So this financial injection that we're seeing right now really sees existing backers such as Kocher, Insight Partners, Felicis, Bond, Bloomberg Beta, and Sapphire, raising the company's valuation to around $1.25 billion. This is amazing. And that's, what it's currently at. So this means the startup has amassed a total of $250 million in funds that they've raised. And the latest capital injection, although it's, fairly substantial, is less than the $135 million the company drew during its Series C round. So while their valuation did grow, so this technically isn't a down round, only being able to raise $50 million when their last round was 135 is, is probably a little bit painful for them. So I think that Levea Shulka, who is the VP of growth at Weights & Biases, she sees this latest round as opportunistic. She shares, quote, "We believe that giving employees machine learning tools should be table stakes for CTOs and their teams. Weights & Biases places a crucial role in ensuring the development of successful machine learning models, addressing aspects such as testing, security, and reliability," end quote. So I think the origin story of Weights & Biases, if you don't know, it's kind of rooted in the joint vision of Lucas Biewald and Chris Van Pelt. Both of them have previously funded, Figure Eight, which is a platform designed to recruit individuals for labeling training data. And this was eventually acquired by Appen back in 2019 for around $175 million. So Shulka pretty much illuminates their journey a little bit and says, quote, "They recognized a significant gap in the market. Machine learning practitioners lacked an efficient record system for their experiments, often resorting in makeshift solutions like spreadsheets." So to address this, Biewald and also Van Pelt collaborated with Sean Lewis, which is a former Google developer, to essentially create a solution. And what was the result? It is Weights & Biases. So this is a really innovative platform designed to optimize the machine learning development lifecycle. In, I think, today's tech ecosystem, Weights & Biases pretty much exists in the domain known as MLOps, or machine learning operations. And MLOps platforms essentially facilitate the creation and deployment of machine learning models into production. So I think right now, with AIs really rising in prominence, the demand for MLOps and those type of platforms is really skyrocketing. So estimates from Allied Market Research Project say that they project the MLOps sector is going to reach around $23 billion this year. So I think in this massively growing sector, several different companies are coming to the forefront. So there's Seldon, there's FedML, and there's also Arize. All of these ones have come out. But Weights & Biases offers a bit of a unique proposition. So Shulka emphasizes two distinct aspects of the, Weights & Biases approach. So first, every product is co-designed in collaboration with partners and customers, which really makes sure that their needs are addressed. And second, the platform actually provides really robust tools that allow users to examine the data sets and use the training models, which is really ensuring potential issues like biases, data privacy concerns are identified early on. So according to Shukla, weights and biases, well, this is a direct quote, but they said weights and biases stands out as a pioneering platform to help developers craft superior models with speed. Our suite of tools facilitates rapid experimentation, ensures data and models are efficiently tracked, and promotes seamless collaboration between teams. So I think one of the weights and biases, really like one of their undeniable strengths, I think, is just their early market entry. I think they're integrated into more than 20,000 open source repositories, and they're cited in a ton of different academic papers. So I think it's a preferred tool for a bunch of different AI model developers, including a bunch of like industry giants, right? So there's like OpenAI, Anthropic, and OpenAI in particular, they actually leverage weights and biases a lot. I think that it was noted, Shulka actually said, quote, OpenAI relies on our platform to swiftly test, debug, and train their models, including GPT-4. So, right, I think being integrated into something as big as GPT-4 and into that pipeline does a couple things, right? Number one, they are in the biggest AI chatbot, so that's got to be great for the company. But in addition to that, it kind of sets a precedent, right, for other companies coming into this space. They're seeing the number one players using this company, and I think it really helps them in that. So I think the trajectory for weights and biases has been really impressive. Their user base has surged from, I think they had around 100,000 users in 2021. They're over 700,000 now, and they have 1,000 paying customers. So the team has expanded to over 200 employees. Most of them are based in San Francisco. But kind of looking into the future, I think Weights and Biases is really gearing up to launch Prompts, which is a groundbreaking product aimed at essentially facilitating interrogations of LLM outputs and refining LLMs. And Shukla sees them as a pivotal step and actually said, quote, LLMs may streamline model training, but they necessitate a more extensive pool of professionals to refine and interface with those models. So I think the future indeed is looking very promising for Weights and Bias, especially as they continue to expand their ML ops and their offerings there. So this is definitely a company we're going to continue watching in the future to see how they grow and impact the industry. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.